Atheists and skeptics often ridicule the Bible, saying that the book of Genesis mistakenly describes bats as birds. How would you answer such an objection? That's what we'll be looking at on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
On the fifth day of the creation week, God created swarms of sea creatures. He also created flying creatures. In Genesis 1 verse 20, God says, "Let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens." The birds were not, in fact, in the firmament. When the King James Version translates the phrase as "in the open firmament," the word "open" reminds us that the birds are simply seen against the background of the firmament and are not in it. We heard in the previous creation moment that God created whole swarms of sea creatures. It could also be assumed that he created a very large variety of flying creatures. This brings us to the fact that many translations tell us that God made birds. KJV refers to fowl. The use of a word other than bird in the KJV is significant. The Hebrew word is uf. There's another Hebrew word that means birds, which is tsippor. In fact, the word uf is much wider in meaning than birds and includes all flying creatures. For example, in Leviticus 11, the bat is included at the end of a list of birds. But the collective word used in Leviticus 11:13 is uf, not tsippor. So uf doesn't really mean birds, it means flying creatures. Hence the creation of flying creatures in Genesis 1 includes not only birds, but also bats, and by implication flying insects also, and pterosaurs, the flying dinosaurs. Once again, we notice the efficiency and economy of the words used in Genesis 1, which gives far more information than at first we think.
Visit us at creationmoments.com for a huge selection of books and DVDs about biblical creation and the Bible. Or call 1-800-42-BIBLE and ask how you can get a free ebook on creation.